Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago from 2 Kings chapter 18, selected verses. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, give the man his due. The Assyrian commander was half right. You heard his big mouth. Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you out of my hand. My master, the king of Assyria, has destroyed kings and nations from Gozan to Arpad to Hamath. Don't believe that Hezekiah can deliver you. And Hezekiah's men are shaken in their boots. Even Hezekiah himself wants to bail out. It had seemed like such a good idea at the time, rebelling against the king of Assyria. Hezekiah's father Ahaz had made Judah a virtual vassal of Assyria. That was sinful. Hezekiah wanted to be no party to an alliance with an idolatrous nation. And Hezekiah had built Judah up into a pretty impressive military machine. 2 Chronicles tells us he built up the wall of Jerusalem, raised towers upon it, and outside he built another wall, and he strengthened the citadel in the city of David. He also made weapons and shields in abundance. Hezekiah had led Judah into war against the Philistines. They destroyed Philistia. They were tough. They were ready. They didn't feel so tough now. Now, virtually all of Judah had been overrun. The Assyrian army was bearing down on Jerusalem. They didn't feel ready for war at all. So Hezekiah sent to the king of Assyria, saying, I have done wrong. Withdraw from me. Whatever you impose on me, I will bear. Even Hezekiah wants out. Hezekiah will not be able to deliver you. He was our best hope. Hezekiah wasn't like Ahaz or all those wicked kings of Israel. Verse 3, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He removed the high places and broke the pillars and cut down the Asherah. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that there was none like him among all the kings of Judah after him, nor among those who were before him. For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept the commandments that the Lord had commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him. Wherever he went, he prospered. Faithful, trusting King Hezekiah, like none before or after him. We should have been able to trust him. Did you happen to hear, though, in the reading a moment ago, what else Hezekiah, this faithful king, had to do during his reign? Check this, verse 4. He broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the people of Israel had made offerings to it. You remember the bronze serpent in the wilderness, right? That was 700 years ago. And it had been a magnificent means of grace. Remember that, right? Everyone who looked to it lived. But now look what the Israelites, the people of Judah, were doing. They were worshiping a piece of brass. This good and godly thing, crafted by the command of God himself, now they had made into their object of trust. And it couldn't deliver them. Hezekiah will not be able to deliver you. Neither will our Hezekiahs. That's right. Our Hezekiahs. You know, like, life will be good again when I finally get a call and start earning a living. All that stress in our marriage, it'll be okay when I get done with this student thing and we can settle into a real routine. When I finish those SMP classes and I can concentrate just on family and job and ministry. To be honest, I'm scared to death of going through life alone. If I could just find somebody to love me. If only we can just hang on until the economy turns around again, donors start opening up again, we won't have to worry anymore about layoffs around here. What we really need is to give the synodical president the power to clean up all those libs. Oh, for a president who will support our seminaries. Folks, our Hezekiahs will not be able to deliver us. A call can't save us. The guy or the girl of our dreams can't save us. An upturn in the economy, restructuring of the synod, can't save us. Matt Harrison can't save us. The Assyrian commander was right. Hezekiah will not be able to deliver you. Half right. Do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you out of my hand. Do not let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord by saying, the Lord will surely deliver us. Half right? Dead wrong. The Hezekiahs that we invent to trust can't deliver us. But the Hezekiah the Lord raises up for us surely will. He, verse 3, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord according to all that his father David had done. He trusted in the Lord so that there was none like him after him nor before him. He held fast to the Lord. He kept the commandments. And the Lord was with him. This Hezekiah, this faithful son of David, Alpha and Omega like none before or since, he will take those traitorous, blasphemous words and cram them down the throat of anyone who tries to throw them in our faces. The Hezekiah the Lord raises up for us will deliver us. Not by walls and towers and weapons, but by taking silently the mocking, the scoffing, by making himself weak, defenseless, by suffering, being killed by those blasphemers, before showing his power to raise himself and us. Christ Jesus, the Hezekiah that God raised up for us by doing what was right in the eyes of the Lord, dying on the cross, rising from the grave, has reconciled us to God, has made us, again, God's precious people. And that means that the Lord is with us. When we're stressed or strapped or lonely, when we fear for our families, fear for our lives, fear for our seminary, fear for our church. For Jerusalem, the Lord struck down 185,000 Assyrians. For us, he strikes down even eternal death. The Assyrian commander was only half right. Because while it's true, our Hezekiahs can't deliver us, the one the Lord raises up for us surely will. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.